tukakasa nga tunaayongeranga bulijjo okumusinza n'okumutendereza n'emitiman'omutima gwaffe gwonna n'obulamu bwaffe bwonna era tunaasangamu amaanyi. Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo, so tufubenga nnyo okumusinza n'omutima gwaffe gwonna okumutendereza n'amaanyi gaffe gonna n'obulamu bwaffe bwonna alaga okwagala kwaffe gy'ali. Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo,
so nga tetufuna kirowoozo kyonna eky'obunafu mu ffe kubanga essanyu lya Mukama ago ge maanyi
gaffe.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo, so tufubenga nnyo okumusanyusa tulyoke tulabe amaanyi ge mu masekkati
ge.
Tugenda kweyongerayo okulaba enkwe za
Sitaani
eri Katonda ne
Kkanisa
era nga tukyakomekereza okwawula omwoyo wa Katonda n'ebikolwa
by'obutuukirivu
ku mwoyo gwa Sitaani n'ebikolwa byago ebitali bya
butuukirivu.
Ate nga tutandika okuwanjulira Kristo omutuufu n'ekkanisa ne bakwisa b'obulima n'amakati abanya n'eddoboozi omutume Ronald Hope
Witness
wamu n'omusumba n'omusomi waffe wa
Bayibuli
tubaagala nnyo mwenna
mu
linnya lya Mukama waffe
Yesu.
Tukyasamalayizinga ensolo. Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo,
ensolo eyookuna obwakabaka bwa Roma, omwoyo gwa Sitaani mu masekkati g'abantu okwetoola ensi
yonna.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo, era ng'ensolo tugiraba n'amabala gaayo okukakasa ng'omwoyo gwa Sitaani kyegufuba okukola kulaba nga buli omu abeera n'ebbala
n'olufubiro.
Walimu okubaawo n'omu atuukiridde kubanga Kristo Yesu anona ekkanisa etalina bbala
newankubadde olufubiro.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo,
so
tufuba mu ekyo
okubikkula
amazima g'ebintu
olyoke
oyongere
okutegeera.
So mu kanyomero nga tukomekereza okulaba ensolo eyo ebigiriko omwoyo gwa Sitaani
ogwo
obwakabaka bwa Sitaani
masekkati
g'abantu twatandika okulaba amayembe kkumi oba major fallen angels kkumi engeri gye bagabanamu ensozi
omusanvu
emitwe omusanvu egy'ensolo omwezi
Jezebeeri
malayika eyasooka okugwa neyegatta ku Sitaani
the first fallen angel to fall and join on the devil
kwasinzira okufuga
where she bases to reign
ngaafuga ku lwa Sitaani
she reigns on behalf of Satan
yasibibwa mgonye obutakoma
who was bound in the bottomless pit
era olwaleero
and today
nga tulaba ejjembe. Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus so much.
Tulaba ejjembe ery'omusanvu eri ku nsolo
the seventh head the seventh horn on the beast
oba ekibinja kya malayika abaagwa eky'omusanvu
or the seventh group of the fallen angels
abali mu byenfuna
those in the economic sector
ebyaba Sitaani
of the devils.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus.
Olyokolaba olusozi olwo era ekkomera eryo
and you see that prison
basibira omuntu n'atayinza okudda mu nsi
yewaekyo
nno kitwolekedde okulaba
olinnya
lya Mukama waffe
Yesu
omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Yesu
yeebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus so much.
Twolekedde okulaba leero
today we are heading on to see
ejjembe ery'omusanvu
the seventh horn
ku nsolo
or the beast
oba ekibinja ky'abafallen angels eky'omusanvu
or the seventh group of the fallen angels
nga bali ku lusozi olw'okusatu
they are on the third mountain
olusozi olw'okuna
they are on the fourth mountain
omutwe ogw'okuna ogw'ensolo
the fourth head of the beast
ebyenfuna byaba Sitaani
the economics of the devil
basinzira okufuga ebika n'ennimi n'amawanga
where the best reign over nations clans and languages
okukakasa nga balina amabala n'enfunyiro
to prove that they hold the sports and the wrinkles
balimu okubeera ekkanisa etukudde
but they don't get to be a church which is holy.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga tuwakutegeeza
but we told you
nti ensozi zino makomera ga Sitaani
these mountains are the prisons of the devil
okusinzira bwe tusoma
According to what we read in Isaiah 14, verses 17, God speaks like this on this issue.
Isaiah 14:17.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Satan.
He never lets captives go back to their home country.
But
many times people ask, you bound them in what form of prison?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now this fourth head, or the seventh horn, on this beast,
and
the seventh group of the fallen angels, or the fourth head of the beast, or the fourth mountain of the economic sector, that of the devils, in which they bound every person. The one who is in the economic field, those who entered much money in their heads, the desires of this world, and they forgot the kingdom of heaven, and they forgot both in the world, even us to use in this life and serving God.
It's
not that you use to do things not worthy, which are not of righteousness.
So
now this mountain,
it's
a real prison. According to Ecclesiastes 9:14, God speaks like this.
Ecclesiastes 9:14.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There is a city, and that city is the planet Earth. It is very small, and people on it are not many. Because the city of Jerusalem of heaven, they are the majority.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But this planet Earth, Satan moved on it. He moved upon it, and he moved up and down it. Like we usually read in Job chapter
1,
verses 9 to 10, when they asked Satan, where are you coming from? That I'm from moving up and down the world, and to move it up and down. It was taken off in Job chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. He was asked, where are you coming from? To move it up in the world, and to repeat it up.
But
in all what he tried to do is to put their prisons, to bind children of God within them,
that they
don't go back to their home country. And according to Jeremiah, chapter 22, verses 10, the lamentation of God is like this.
Jeremiah 22:10. So
praise
Jesus so much. Satan thus, people go back to their home country. And our home country is heaven. According to Philippians 3. In verses 20, and he speaks and he says, for our citizenship is in heaven, and we await our Savior to come from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the truth is like this. Those prisons where the devil bound people,
they
don't make it back to their home country, that they can fall in hell, and they are not holy. For without holiness,
the
issue of sin, God is what you put aside, that of going back to their home country.
So,
now these seven heads, which are on the beast, there are seven mountains, there are seven prisons of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
In
which is bound clans, nations, and languages,
in order
to make it back their home country.
So,
now, this fourth mountain, the economic mountain, and the horn, the horn on the beast, the seventh group of the fallen angels, the seventh group, they are what make and work in this prison to prove they don't send any person to go back to their home country.
So
when we look on this beast, according to Revelation 13, God speaks like this. Revelation 13, verse
1. Nendaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja, erina amayembe kumi n'emitwe musanvu. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule kumi, ne ku mitwe gyayo amannya ag'obuvvoozi.
Yes,
ensolo
eyo,
that beast,
nga bw'ogira mu kifaananyi
ekyo, as you see that image,
emitwe gyayo musanvu,
it's seven heads,
amayembe kumi,
the ten horns.
Tuzze tunnyonnyoka ekyama ekyo.
We've been explaining that mystery.
Tutandikira ddala ku kyama ky'ensolo.
We begin on the mystery of the beast.
Nga mu Danieli esula ey'omusanvu.
Like in Daniel 7,
n'onyola bikwesa.
In verses 23,
ne batugamba bweba.
And they tell us this.
Daniel esula ya musanvu, olunyo lwa 23.
Daniel 7:23.
N'ayogera bw'ati nti, ensolo ey'okuna eriba obwakabaka obw'okuna ku nsi. Obutalifanana ng'obwakabaka bwonna, era buli ly'ensi zonna, era buli zisambirira, era buli zimenyaamenya.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti ekigambo nsolo,
that the word beast,
baba tebategeeza ekisolo kino ekya bulijjo.
They don't mean a physical beast.
Obulaba nga tekifaananika.
That's why it has no rightful form.
Kiyina emitwe musanvu, amayembe kumi.
Seven heads and ten horns.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
So they were answering you every day.
Now, it's not a usual beast.
This
is the kingdom of the devil.
Like
you see the sign of the Holy Spirit.
How
he comes in the sign of the dove. And he appears the kingdom of God.
Like
Matthew 12:28. When he says that, I cast demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come.
So now
in the form of God, the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God, it appears in the form of the dove. Right, pure, white.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
But
the kingdom of the devil, the Spirit of the devil,
appeared
in a beast like that.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
He
has the ten horns,
the major fallen angel,
the ten major fallen angels, just as their groups stand.
And
that called the woman seated on it,
the
first fallen angel to fall and join on the devil, the one known as Jezebel. When you look at those heads, the seven heads, we explained you long, the seven mountains, where the darkness reigns over all nations. And these are prisons. Let any person get back their home country.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. This beast holds sport like of a leopard. Prove every person holds a sport and a wrinkle. That no person appears to be holy.
The
church without sport or wrinkle. Mouth to be like of a lion. Like a roaring lion,
and
for whom to devour.
We
told you the feet of the bear.
It
is a bear holds three ribs in its mouth. We explained it to destroy the father, mother, and the children.
Yes,
we praise Jesus so much. Now, as we look, the fourth head and the seventh group of the fallen angels, those who take over the fourth head of the economic
bank,
and they try to see every person captured the economics of the devil, that they don't make it back their home country in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Or
in explaining to us,
in
Revelation 17, verses 9, they explain this on the seven heads. Revelation 17, verse 9.
emitwe omusanvu z'ensozi omusanvu omukazi z'atuddeko.
Yesu yebazibu. Wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi.
Here is where he requires the spirit of wisdom.
N'amagezi agali mu kigambo kya
Katonda. And the wisdom in the word of God.
Omanyi agogerako nnyo mu Yeremiya.
This piece of them in Jeremiah.
Esula ey'omunaana.
Jeremiah 8.
Enyola omunaana paka olw'ekkumi.
Verses 8 to 10.
N'agamba.
And he said.
Obanga baganye ekigambo kya.
Because they have rejected my word.
Amagezi gyagali mu
kkubo. What wisdom is within them.
So awali amagezi.
Now where there is wisdom.
Tuba twogera awe wali ekigambo kya Katonda.
That's where there is the word of God.
Ekisobola okunnyonnyola.
Which can explain.
Nti emitwe omusanvu egyo egiri ku nsolo.
The seven heads on the beast.
Z'ensozi omusanvu omwezi gwafugira.
Mountains where the darkness reigns.
Nsozi.
The mountains.
Omuli amakomera.
Where there are prisons in them.
Okusibiramu abantu obutadda mu nsi yewaabwe.
Binding people not to make it back their home country.
Kizibu nnyo okulaba ku nsi kuno.
It's very hard to see of this world.
Amakomera ga sitaani n'amaaso ag'omubiri.
Prisons of the devil with physical eyes.
Naye kitutwalira okubikulirwa kwa Katonda.
Takes us a revelation of God.
Atunnyonnyola ensozi zino.
It explains us this mountain.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era bwe twali tunnyonnyolwa amayembe kumi.
When we are explained of the ten horns.
Baatugambye bakabaka kumi.
He told us the ten kings.
Abalifuga.
Those who will reign.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye mu Daniel esula ey'omunaana.
But in Daniel 8.
Egamba bakabaka abalirabika mu mubiri.
Those kings will appear physically.
Tebalifuga ku bwabwe.
They will not reign by their own power.
Kubanga emabega waliyo bamalayika abaabwe.
For behind them are fallen angels.
Abafugira emabega waabwe.
Those will reign behind them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bano babeerawo buli sizoni ez'enjawulo.
These are there in different seasons.
Kubanga bo bali tebafa.
For the others, the fallen angels don't die.
Bamalayika abaagwa tebafa.
The fallen angels don't die. Kubanga
abaabo omubiri bafa nebasaana.
Now the physical kings die and they perish.
Emibiri gyabwe ne gigwa.
Their bodies finish.
Naye nabo ne babateeka ne babapaka mu kkomera mu
kkomera. Those who drop them to hell in the prison.
Bo tebafuba kimoto dda mu nsi
yewa. Why they try one thing not make it back home in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So amazima gali bwe gati.
Now the truth is like this.
Omutwe guno ogwokuna ogw'ensolo.
This fourth head of the beast.
Olusozi. Oluokuna mwezi kwa ndofugira.
Mountain where the devil sits to reign.
Ekomera eliokuna.
The fourth prison.
Ebyenfuna byabasetani.
The economics of the devils.
Wano bafu olutalo luli wakati.
Here the battle is the beast.
Katonda nga agamba munoonye nga bwe kyayinzika okulaba.
God tells us we seek him as he can still be found.
Oba njagala banjagala n'abanjikira okunnoonya.
Oh, I love them and those who diligently seek me.
Ne na ne sitani ya kulusozo lo yagamba.
Even stand up on that mountain he said.
Mukaere ku machanga bwe onyese.
Very early in the morning go look for money.
Ne bufuna nga yona kadde ka kunga.
Don't dare get time even for fellowship.
Omubere nga mukunoonya sente nako zonna.
Always be in looking for money all your days.
Era muzeke nnenye.
And always search about it.
Ati olutalo ne lubaluka.
And the battle was waged right there.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omutwe guno.
This head.
Ogw'ebyenfuna bya basitaani.
The economics of the devil.
Omukulu ono Mr. Money.
This major player, Mr. Money in it.
Mumanyi okumulaba nga bamulanga bulijjo.
You know when you see him when he's being advertised all along.
Ate omutwe gwonna akujjuzaamu ssente ne guwonga n'okuwonga.
And he fills the entire head with money and even gets mad.
Bani abaraba ku Mr. Money ku TV.
Also of Mr. Money on the television.
Sente za isomseka mu mutwe.
He puts his money in the head.
Paka omutwe gwo nga guwunze mu nzolowooza sente.
Until that head is got mad you thinking of money.
Omulala wuyo azitedde mu kifuba ye asula
n'azzaawo. Another is put it in the chest is sleeping with it.
Mu mutwe gw'ebyenfuna bya basitaani.
In the head of the economics of the devil.
Ha abasavu waza kantwa. Mr. Money.
That's the money can make people get careless.
Naye gwe mutwe ogusinga okupanga nagwo mukambo eddala.
But it's a head which is so wild.
Kubanga emitwe giri gyonna ebirala tugyogerako okuba emigambo.
All the other heads speak of them being wild.
Naye guno gwo gwakuŋŋaanya buli ekiyitibwa ekibi.
But this one covered everything called evil.
Kugamba gwo mulandira ogununira ddala mu sitaani.
This one is the root which sucks right from the devil.
Ne guyingiza obutali butuukirivu mu bantu.
And it enters unrighteousness in the people.
Eri abo abatalina magezi g'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Those who don't have the wisdom of the word of God.
Bwe bayinza okukontrolinga sente zino.
How they can control this money.
Emitwe gino twasooka okugirabako edda.
His head we first covered them September.
Wabula mu kukomekkereza twasazeewo okugiddamu.
But in winding up we decided to repeat them.
Okusina mutemisewo.
According to 1 Timothy.
Emisewo ekisooka.
1 Timothy.
Esula ey'omukaaga.
Chapter 6.
Olunya olw'ekkumi.
From verse 10.
Ayogera bw'ati.
He speaks like this.
Timoseo ekisooka esula ya mukaaga olunya olw'ekkumi.
1 Timothy 6 verse 10.
Kubanga okwagala ssente kye kikolo ky'ebibi byonna. Waliwo abantu abayayaanira ebyo ne bakyamizibwa okuva mu kukkiriza. Ne beefumitira ddala ennaku nnyingi.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga, sente.
For the love of money. You don't get money. It's different to loving money.
Funa sente, funa omanyi,
you get money knowing things of Caesar of Caesar. To use for this life and service. But
it's
what we call the love of money. Reaching you, shift you from the faith of God.
And
you begin to subtract and add within it.
And
you twist at least to get of money.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. But it's been said that the love of money is the real root.
It's
from Satan every evil act. Falling in love with money. Drug you, take you everywhere it wants. I always give you an example. That if you love it, you fall in love with
no, the brother.
If you reach the love of the heart.
Take you
in a bar, you will go and look for them there. But if they are the one loving you and you are born again, you
will
get born again and come your side. It's what I say like this. We have no love with money. Has to know that we have to use it. Then it will come to us. That's why he speaks. Diligently hearken unto my voice. Obey my commands, laws, and judgments. Follow you themselves.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But
to love money.
Most
of the economists of the devil. They use Mr. Money. To be a root of every evil. The economic head is a very wild head. You know there are
heads.
Which we first saw before. And those going to come next. We first covered the three heads before. We remain with three so far. We are so far seeing this economic head. This is the one who
plays.
Is the one who plays all the other things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
is the player playing all the other six. He plays and divides money in them. And right near this of all the other six. That one in the middle.
He's
in the middle connecting the other six up and down.
And
he divides
evil,
which come from the devil himself. You know Satan.
Kitaye wa balimba,
the father of the liar,
kitaye wa ekibi,
the father of sin,
ye ntandikwa waakyo esoosi,
beginning at the source of sin.
Kati yafuna yo mulandira.
Now he got a root which taps from him.
Mr. Money.
Speak of the seventh fallen angel. The one called Mr. Money.
Colleagues,
cast money and spelled upon it every curse.
Omanyano bogera Mr. Money.
Why speak of who is Mr. Money?
I didn't know what.
Now you've realized him.
For any angel of Moguru,
seventh fallen angel, and his group. When you touch money like this,
money,
and you hear money, you know the seventh major fallen angel. And you tell him, you're not to overcome in the name of Jesus.
You
speak, he hears, he will hear. He knows Mr. Money knows it.
Mr.
Money with his head. The money is in the head.
Jesus
consumed your entire head with money.
The
entire kingdom and righteousness is ceased to be.
Don't
speak of this money.
Don't
use it on this world.
But
you see, if you fall in love with it, you have already fallen in love with Mr. Money. The seventh
angel,
fallen angel, and his fallen angel.
They
first draw every evil from the devil.
nabasumba baleta gyoli,
and they draw gathering to you,
okusinziira mu
Ezekiel, according to Ezekiel,
esula eno atunuulira esula eyabirimu omunaana kumi na lumu,
Ezekiel 28:11,
nga bakubuulira sitaani bwali ensibuko y'ebibi,
and they show you how the devil is a root of evil,
source,
the source,
ng'ate Mr. Money ye mulandira,
and money is the root,
mutwe oba olusozi olw'ebyenfuna,
in the mountain of the economic sector,
si bangi kwaba baluvuunuka,
not many of the people overcoming,
okuyingira obwakabaka bw'omuntu,
to enter the kingdom of heaven,
era mukama waffe Yesu yagamba,
the Lord Jesus said,
kizibu omugagga,
it's hard for a rich,
okuyingira obwakabaka bw'omuntu,
enter the kingdom of God,
yagamba nti kizibu omusamize,
he did say it's hard for a wizard.
Ojazanya nogwo foroma eryo eryokuna omuntu ogwo okuna ogwebyokuna
head economic head
and then Mr. Money
even Mr. Money
the angel w'ekibinja ekyomusanvu
fallen angel of the seventh group
muganda wange
my brother
ebintu si byangu
these are not easy
ate ffe ku nsi kuno tetumanyi nti amakomera kwegali
we don't know prisons are there we just move on
katusomeyo tuwuliremu
Ezekiel
Ezekiel esula yabiri mu omunaana onyiirwa kumi na lumu
Ezekiel 28:11
era nate ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera olunyolo lw'ekkumi n'ebbiri nti omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira kabaka w'etto omugambe nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti ossa akabonero ku butuukirivu ng'ojjudde amagezi ng'otuukiridde obulungi onyole kumi n'essatu wali mu Edeni olusuku lwa Katonda buli jjinja ery'omuwendo mungi lyabanga lyakukubikkako
yali mu Edeni mu lusuku lwa Katonda
was in Eden the garden of God
era mu lubereberye esula ey'okusatu twamulabako ng'alimba abantu alimba Adamu ne Eva
saving Adam and Eve
bino bye byamubaako sitaani
is what happened on the devil
atuwulire mu
Ezekiel let's hear in Ezekiel
Ezekiel esula yabiri mu omunaana olunyonyi tuli ku lwa kumi na ssatu
Ezekiel 28:13
wali mu Edeni olusuku lwa Katonda buli jjinja ery'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakukubikkako sadiyo topazi ne alimansi berulo sokamu ne yasepi safiro ejjinja lya nawandagala ne kabunkuulo ne zaabu emirimu egy'ebitaasa byo n'egyenderezo gyali muggo
tujjukira nga yali ne music mwali
remember he had a music within him
yalinga bakerubi bali bora ababiri abasigala
that two cherubims the ones who remain
akati afananga kuliyo musota gorebera mu kasonda
akati as like the dragon is in the other corner
Ezekiel esula ya biri mu munana olunyiro lwe 13
Ezekiel 28:13
emirimu gye bitasabyo negenderezo gyali muggwe gyategekebwa ku lunaku lwe watonderwa onyolo kumi n'ennya wali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu watambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro olunyolo kumi n'ettaano wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku lwe watonderwa okutuusa obutali butuukirivu
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
Satan
was an anointed cherubim. You see, like the two here, those who remained, he was the third. Still, unrighteousness was seen in him, and he became the source of evil, and the entire curses upon him.
Ne bamufuura mu omusoto
ogwedda old dragon as you see it
yes you have seen
praise Jesus so much
naye mu byonna
but in all
tubadde tunoonya mu akagambo source y'ekibi
looking at the word the source of evil
kati money
now money
ye yafuuka mulandira
became a root
nga kukubira ddala muli mwennyini ne
taps right from the source center
uli ogwa mu kwagala
when you fall in love with it
nga
and it taps
ogwa mu Lucifer mwennyini
the Lucifer himself
nga gusomba buli kakyamu nga guleera
every evil into you
naye singa
but if
oyiga ng'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe kikulagirira
learn as the word of God commands you
okukontrolinga ebyo byonna ebiri ku nsi
control all things of the world
osobola okuwangula olusozi
you can overcome this mountain
of the economics, the head of the beast. Within it destroys many people.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Chaos
is on the things of money. Mr. Money tells us we wake up every morning, go look for him.
Mr. Money,
we are haunting him so bad, Lord. But when we tell you where money was made from, under the ocean,
they sat,
every fallen angel brought a spell upon money. Now when you touch it, when you have no word of God in you,
it's
meant to command you whatever it wants. The battle of seeking God and you fail on it.
Then
you wake every morning up to go seek for Mr. Money. Every night you are on two money.
Your
head never sleeps. God
to
speak with you, there's no more time.
Yes, please,
I want to speak with you in the night as you
speak.
But the head is left in money. Now people on the world, you ask them, where are you going? What are you looking for? We are looking for money.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Even
God too tells us this. According to Proverbs 8, verse
17.
Proverbs 8:17. God loves them, will love him.
And
those who seek him diligently will see him.
When
he tells you, fall in love with me.
No, never.
For me, day and night, don't rest. God reaches them. Don't not forsake fellowship. Don't
stand
for looking for money. Not the way we can't even balance that.
Mr. Money
is not easy on us.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Yes, those who fellowship.
We have
no fellowship even for knowledge.
Mr. Mana,
Mr. Man is too much bad luck from them. These ones have gathered to count.
Tell
them God that spent hours studying the word of God.
Bali
counting money.
But they
have sat everyone on their bundles. God in his book to understand him. The papers of the Bible are not easy to understand.
Papers
open them, you can open one paper. But you may open money endless times.
This
one was still in the line of money.
Being
God mad, they cease to have understanding in that
land.
The head of the beast, the fallen, the economic heads. The mountain is not easy to overcome. It's a prison.
I said
bound people never to seek God. And God tells us in Isaiah.
34:16.
You look in his book. Let's read and we hear.
Isaiah 34:16. Kubanga kamwake kekalagidde.
Hey, okunonya mu kitabo bikule papula.
In a book and open pages. Even to look such out well.
Never chituka kunoso ngamba siri.
When it reaches money.
Uzokara.
You first get it. And you check it whether it's not fake notes.
Good
one. You get another. Money becomes a problem your way. Let's count how money feels. Is it not fake?
Not fake.
But to look at a single scripture, you begin to do like that.
agadi kusembe kunoso.
But those on money, very alert.
Very to know.
He's not even stealth. Sprinkling is not easy even. Now the problem. Don't know where the battle came from.
Now the problem.
Corrupted this world, finished it.
The
pastor speaks money language. That is money. And he says, you, the poor ones, you're going to be like Lazarus.
Who
is in hell and the rich man and is corrupted already.
Because his
God was in heaven, the money corrupted their heads. Head of the beast, the fourth head. And the seventh major fallen angel that they called Mr. Money.
This
battle for the people.
On
the number 666, he makes much there. He works much there. That no one buys or sells except when they have that number. And then you look at money. There must be a number on the notes.
The number.
Anytime you touch the paper, you have to target the number, what's on the paper. I don't say this is
impossible,
but it takes you right to that.
And
when you touch a note of money, you target to look what number is on it. And now the mark becomes a problem. Now when you look at those bundles, when they tell you to choose out a bundle, you choose which color.
Red.
Red is the one which seems to be heavy. It's the one which is more.
When
they tell you Revelation 30,
no
one will buy or sell
when
they have the number 666. Your money is the one who is fast.
Ask
the number 666. With the economic head, is not easy at all. And this seventh horn, the angels in the seventh group which fell, to prove the master of the economic field. That is their work. Corrupt every creation under the sun. That never seeks God but money. No time. Money is finishing. Look for money quick. You may dream you are in the palace
structure.
You stole all your money, you got poor. The money is in your pocket. And
they
wake you up.
You
forget to read the scripture you're meant to read. They put you on tension. Now, our Lord spoke like this. When he was in Jeremiah 29, to search God out, to search him out. Even Mr. Money says, I'm going to make fake notes. Me too. They have to search me out with all their hearts. And
you
make those detectors. You first see whether it's not a fake note. You have to take time and you check it very thorough. We made even those detectors. Put it in the detector like that.
yagamba katonda yagala bamukenneenya
Instead of searching out God, we are on money searching it all with all our hearts.
And though you are not entered human head,
whether learned or illiterate.
Did you know how to count money? Oh man, whether not learned, bring money, I'll count. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. That's why it speaks Jeremiah 29, verse 11 and 12. And he says this.
Jeremiah 29 verse 11.
When you seek me, you will see me with all your hearts.
Mr. Manity Yakura.
Now what Mr. Manity did?
Fallen angel,
the seventh fallen angel. The seventh horn. The seventh group of the fallen angels. And they say,
well,
you know what we do? Every nation. Let's print fake notes for them. They told you in any world, is there a nation without fake notes? They have to search for him.
I don't want to happen.
You can't say, when it's empty, you walk free. No problem. But when money is in the pocket, you're always looking aside.
So
you begin to see everyone around you as if they're thief. Now, first trouble is a human head.
And they get all faults they want, and it supports you, changing you like a chameleon. We are going to share 300 million after it comes.
You see, you bring more, make the deal successful.
Give them
100 million.
I
mean, that is much.
Even outside, they tell you, you would have been the best to get more money.
That's where evil characters come from.
How to learn the word of God, control the head of the economies of the devils.
Now the goat ate, that is eating of his money. They pack them in the mouth, they are eating it. All their eyes are like of what?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But brethren,
things seem like a joke in this world.
But things are not easy. The economic head, if you see the business in the world, you may think it's the easy thing.
But
something filled with much lies and deception. The much profiting.
Another
buys something 40,000 shillings.
Selling
300,000 shillings.
All
those God speaks of them more profits at this table.
Okay,
if you buy it 40 and it lays in
store
in that shop,
you capital over
count
the
money paying that rent on the place.
You can't expect what you
bought 40,000 shillings.
You can sell it worth
340,000 shillings.
When you call someone
who bought it cheap yet it's expensive.
Make
chaos involved there.
But the group
of the fallen angels, the seventh
group, and the one
in the charge of this plague of the people.
Remember, there are 1.6
trillion of them.
And
more than human beings of the world.
You
know they were chased from heaven. The battle affected them. Except anyone get back to heaven.
They cannot
mix and wreak havoc in there.
And they
try see every person who seems to have wisdom and understanding of money.
And they
no more accept the word of God. Look at that Paulo Molo.
Affected
them, each one has his appearance.
They sometimes
drink and appear as angels of light.
Some
of them got mad, they speak twice.
They
want to
speak,
you let me. They speak to
them,
they answer back, they got confused in their mind.
These
ones you see there on this wall, you think they're demons of your clans.
All
angels have troubled this world, man. What surprises most?
They are
long, but we never knew of fallen angels. I took long to hear it of this world.
In the religion
and the old beliefs.
No,
fallen angels are what concerns them, nothing.
And they took
time of ignorance that
we had, and they
troubled this entire world.
Now
look at those ones.
You know, the
weapons of heaven are not easy.
When we finish
seven groups of angels in the journey of heaven,
we shall have
to see Satan and his fallen angels.
The last battle
in heaven, how it affected them.
They were tall
giants.
They beat them
with weapons of God,
and they
squeezed them.
And they
became
funny.
And Paul.
And that's
the heads like of a pot.
She cannot
go to fight on yourself as a person.
You
have to remember, a child of God, you have to get back home in heaven.
They were
chased from heaven.
And they war
unto them in the world.
War
to the world.
And they
Satan and his angels have come down.
And they are filled
with much rage.
Think
there is peace on this world. We are in a battle.
They put the
battle in the spiritual realm majorly.
They
put in place prisons of the spirit you cannot see physically. Now to climb this mountain, the economic mountain,
you
pass this mountain and prison.
No one understand and knows kakanya.
Overcome money to humble it.
From
the other heads are easy to humble.
If
the light of the word reaches you, but the light of the word reaches you,
you
don't overcome the economic head of the beast.
And
the seventh fallen angel in that group,
the
rescue failed in them.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mu Matayo sura ne 19.
In Matthew 19.
Mukama wafu Yesu yaddamu abayigirizwa ekigambo
kya. Our Lord Jesus answered disciples this word.
Ziti 19. Abagaga kizibwa okola kyo. 18. Tatusome.
Matayo sura ya 19 olunyolwa 23.
Matthew 19 verses 23.
Yesu n'agamba abayigirizwa be nti, mazima mbagamba nti kizibu omuntu omugaga okuyingira mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
Abagaba bannange,
I tell you,
kizibu omugaga,
a rich person,
manyi waliwo abagaga ab'essente,
you know, there are rich people in money,
n'abagaga ab'emize,
and those who are rich in their characters of things they do,
bikola ebitali bya buti,
acts of unrighteousness.
Ewalokuno yali afukasinze nnyo ku ssente,
time yet focused on money,
n'ajjukira kungaakakasa,
and it is fight proving it.
Naye ate munda ekisinga okwewuunyisa,
but what surprises most,
mulimu n'omwavu nga yagwadda mu kwagala kwa ssente alinga azirinaalinagapulaani temulimu nakulu
wadde naye
nga kizibu okuyingira
bwakabaka bw'omuggulu
kyangu eri abaana ba Katonda singa tuyiga ekigambo kya Katonda netubalansinga ebyenfuna
bino
agamba bw'ati.
Matayo sura ya 19 olunyolwa 24.
Matthew 19:24.
Era nate mbagamba nti kyangu eŋŋamira okuyita mu nnyindo y'empiso okukira omugaga okuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Ekizibu kyekyo,
the problem is that
kyangu okukwata eŋŋamira ennene,
you get a big camel,
n'okwata empiso Mukama n'akuyambako,
you get a needle, God helps you,
akuwa amaanyi n'obuyinza n'eyita mu katuli k'empiso,
power forward and passes the fall of needle.
Naye okunyigiriza mugagga,
but to press a rich person
ayite mu mulyango gw'eggulu,
pass the door of heaven,
yafuga jajja,
they became big, the number of feet in that door
era waliwo n'olulimi nti munene,
and there is a language that they are big,
naye katonanga kali tochajja mu mulyango gw'eggulu,
to say number of feet in the door of heaven, you're beyond it.
Yesu was
raised Jesus.
Ninkuteebereza mu kizibu kyekiri wakati awo.
What kizibu ki? Problem is in the midst there.
Ingamira ogimanyi bulungi.
You know a camel? How tall, big it is?
Baraga. Aga n'ogaga
nene. You know that big tall camel?
Otula n'eri waguru.
You even see.
Sirina amaguga.
It has legs to this height of mine.
Ojitwako obeera eri
bwoti. You stick on it, you're up there.
Muna ye? Ekyo mukama akayisoka manyi.
You know a needle?
Omanyaka tuli akayita munnankani,
you know,
it was
in the hall of a needle,
kakati yeŋŋamira eyitamu,
now the camel can pass the needle,
katonda akola ekisoboka
neyitamu, God does everything possible
for him to come past, okusinga omulago
yingira mu bwakabaka, reach into the kingdom of heaven.
Omanyi we kiva?
You know where it comes from?
Abaana abanene,
look at them, the big ones,
abo tebajja mu mulyango
gw'eggulu, they don't fit on the door of heaven.
Erensi kugamba bana abo Luganda.
Now brethren,
oyinza okwaba mikoyira na sente
naye nga don't have money,
mu mutima gwo wagiteekamu ne zikufukire,
had you put it in, it became a problem to you.
Kati ali kumunda mukozesa buli kyayagala,
he is calling everything he wants.
Yes, we have a
spread Jesus.
Ebyo katubireke naye
bandera. Let's be back.
Ejo ndeje tuwogerako ekyo mugaga utasowa yingira mu bwakabaka
bwa. We speak of a rich not to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Tuwogera ko ye kazi lina.
We speak of the one only.
Tuwogera ko ye kazi lina.
Only the one with.
Tuwogera ko ye yakwa mu kwagala kwazo.
Speak of the one who fell in love with money.
Na kola plani ne na abulamu ne wanonyeza katonda.
And the doctor plans cease to have how to seek God.
Kizibu okuyingira mu bwakabaka
bwa. To enter the kingdom.
Wakati Katonda akwata ekisolo ekyo
ekinene. God gets that big camel.
N'akiyisa n'akuba kiyite mu katuli k'empiso.
The hall of the needle.
Kitegeeza ki?
Means what?
Kizibu ki ekiri ku ssente?
The problem is of this money.
Mr. Money.
Mr. Money.
Fallen angel
w'omusanvu. The seventh major fallen angel.
Ejjembe ly'omusanvu ku nsolo.
The seventh horn of the beast.
Ku lusozi olw'okuna.
On the fourth mountain.
Okutuwa okw'okuna ku nsolo.
On the fourth head of the beast.
The
kingdom of the devil. The spirit of the devil.
Filled
with the spots and the wrinkles.
Prove
you don't enter the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 19:25. Themselves looked into it. In that time, they're not yet totally gotten saved. Where your heart has to be and your treasures are there. In the kingdom of heaven. They even ask him a question. We left our possessions, our houses, our wives, all our possessions. We followed you like that. What are we going to benefit from that? He told them 100 in heaven and 100 on earth.
Is
the Lord, we shall what answer him what? Let's keep moving.
When
they read, they say they're raising
up. They said,
let's go back fishing. And
he
went back. I don't refuse you, brethren. God tells us we lay a hand upon something that he blesses it. And whoever has been stealing it can do something that he can help the others. But don't therefore fall in the love of money. What Christ commands you what to do.
Don't
forget the commands of God. Seeking money becomes a problem to you.
In
time to seek the knowledge of God, you fail to have it.
And
you forget that eternal life
is
not the one true God.
In
Christ Jesus, he
sends.
John 17:3.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Right
now we are church reached.
Someone
loves money more than being taught by God.
And
God reaches to tell
us
and not gold and silver. And we said no. We did come for studying. We came
by
Jesus. Oh Jesus. Come give us a
what
you
come in?
Oh, you said I'm
not
even on other
people.
See, we are poor. And we've gone wild.
Billionaires
you enter it with a billion shillings.
You
find
you
at the miracle center.
7,000
club. You enter, you enroll in it with a million shillings. Corrupted in the heads that got mad.
Mr. Money,
Mr. Money corrupted their heads. On economic mountains, troubled them. You find
it
preaching the gospel. And he's selling a lotion here on the side. Don't know everything has a time and season.
Time of
working or work from outside.
Yes,
change that. Who will buy of his products? The economic
heads.
Lord Jesus said this.
Matthew 19:26. Nabagamba nti mu bantu ekyo tekiyinzika.
Nti bwe kidda mu buntu.
If it comes to humanity,
kubikwatagana ebyensente,
on things of money,
ebyenfuna bino,
the economics,
mu bantu ekiyinzika Katonda yayamba.
He says the possible is called hell from that.
Temutu dawo bana.
Don't you sit there crying?
Naye ku bintu byensente bino sikakasanga mwalokose.
Issue of money, I'm not proof that you've gotten saved.
Mwalokose.
Are you saved over money?
Tunabarabira ku bibarabi.
We shall see you by your fruits.
Siwe wawo.
You know that?
We see
you when you touch it. What do you think when you hold it?
It's about you. And
that they have seen their big doing that big. The word of God is done and finished. That's enough. What else does he want? Now I do my things and ventures. Remember before,
and
we had a balanced measurements and scales.
500
million, give 10 to God. How much is that? 50 million. The offering? 1 million. They say, God, are you not done with you? Have I not done my commands? They don't want to thank. They don't want to help. They say, I never pledge. They don't think of pledging. No. You say, if you want to pledge, if you don't want to leave it. They begin to count deals. Even get the number, remember, give tithe offerings. But come, let's pray. Then we say, Lord, I had
to
give
you.
I need to put money.
We
need to buy it. Lord, I need to give for that. When they get the money like this,
Mr. Money.
This money is not enough.
If
you have children, they are in schools.
The things
of God,
he
will do them himself.
Bring
your workers together with God.
But if
you want to do that part of yours,
what
asked First Timothy chapter 6 to ask the rich ones of Christ Jesus. You know when you get
there,
there shouldn't be a poor among you.
Acts 4,
each one was given as the need was. No one was in need.
We
followed how God corrected us on money. Praise Jesus. Lord gives us all this.
We rejoice
with them over as church.
But
don't get corrupted and get from the Lord.
Someone
stops clothing as required of because of money.
You
got money. Expensive clothes these days are half clothed.
So
they want to clothe expensive clothes, yet they appear half. First Timothy 6:18.
Baberenga abagaga mu bikolwa ebirungi.
Njagamba.
That is says.
Nga tugagga wala n'ebyenfuna bino ebyensimbi.
Get rich off of money.
Kuleme okwononebwa okubeera n'amabala g'ensolo.
Don't get corrupted to have sports of the beast.
Enfunyire ebikolwa ebitali bya butuukirivu.
The act of unrighteousness.
Wawula agambanga. Tuli bawombeefu.
And we are humble.
Nga tulina empisa zonna ez'okutya Katonda.
Fear of God. Let's repeat it.
First Timothy 6:18. Babelenga abagagga mu bikolwa ebirungi.
Nti tusooka okugaggawala ennyo.
First get rich much.
Mu bikolwa ebirungi.
In a good deed.
Banagala wali abagagga nga balina ebikolwa ebibi nga
bagaggira.
Na Katonda agamba nabo tebakyasobola yingira
bwakabaka.
Yesu ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye abagambi.
But if told us.
Atugambi.
Told us.
Fenga abagagga.
We as the rich. Are you poor?
Ali mwavu.
Who is poor among us? You be with your poverty.
But
we were not called to be poor. Have praises in heavens and earth.
So
here we are just awaiting.
God,
all we did in life in serving Him. After we realize how to use them.
We
had in our service of praying.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus.
Who
is this brethren?
Where
the church is so corrupted.
The
rich in the deeds of the works of God is ceased to be.
And
find the glowing style, the speaking, the appearance.
All
the spots and the wrinkles.
Righteousness,
thousands of them.
They claim
one thing God arose for us. We've gotten rich.
It's
nothing we need all. It comes for them in Revelation 3, 16-20. Got rich church as you claim. We've gotten rich.
And
you need that nothing else. But you're blind. Pitiful, poor, and rich. And those who are naked.
The
wealth of this world vanishes. Look at that one. That Jesus is passing.
Yeah.
Now the madness is here.
It's
just clothed white clothing.
First Timothy 6:18.
A
rightful rich man.
Got
rich in deeds of fear of God. For life and serving God. We have nowhere we go with this. Find a pastor
that you
have billions of dollars.
Use
it for what? You're going to take it where? But the congregation you're leading, they're all pitiful people. You're claiming pray.
First Timothy 6:18. Balyoke banywezenga obulamu ddala ddala.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Kweterekere ebirungi.
We prepare for ourselves pressures.
Butumala okubanga tukwesiza bulungi.
After we've used rightful.
Ebibe tujja mu byenfuna
ebyobwakatonda. God the economics of God.
Naye ebyenfuna bya basitaani.
The economics of the devils.
Kugwa mu kwagala kwa sente.
Born in the love of money.
Okuleeta ebi ebingi.
Which brings much evil.
N'okwononeka okungi.
And the much corruption.
Ababala n'enfunyiro ne byeyongera.
Reports and the wrinkles increase.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
And
people,
and
they refuse the teaching of God.
Yet
they want gold.
First Timothy 6:20. Okuyitibwa bwe kutyo mu bulimba.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Waliyo bangi abalina kimulowooza nti kumanya.
But there are many who have what you think is knowledge.
Naye okumanya kubwa Katonda tekuli mwa.
The knowledge of God is not in theirs.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katusembe n'ennyiriri zino.
Let's end with these verses.
Mwongere sura eno ey'omunaana.
Proverbs 8.
Engere sura ya munaana olunyiriri lwa 17.
Proverbs 8:17.
Njagala abo abanjagala, n'abo abanyikira okunnoonya balindaba. Obugagga n'ekitiibwa biri nange. Weewaawo, obugaga obw'enkalakkalira n'obutuukirivu. Olunyolo 19. Ebibala byange bisinga zaabu obulungi, weewaawo zaabu ennungi, n'amagoba gange gakira ffeeza ennonde.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama waffe yennyini Yesu
agamba. Our Lord Jesus himself says.
Ye alina obugagga obw'enkalakkalira.
With the treasures which are the extreme.
Era nga bw'enkalakkalira.
And they are of eternal.
Ayogera mu lwasa tumwesa tunagamba
bwa. This Father 3 says this.
Engere sura ya 8 olunyo lwasa tumwesa tu. Muwulire okuyigirizibwa kwange mubenga n'amagezi. So temugagaananga.
Atugamba tukkirize okuyigirizibwa.
We accept his teaching.
Tubenga n'amagezi.
And we have wisdom.
So tetugagaana.
We will never reject it.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amazima gali bwe gati ag'oluganda.
Truth is this, brethren.
Okusinamu bye tusoma mu Makolisi 14.
But what we read in 1 Corinthians 14.
Atugamba okukungaananga.
It tells us to always fellowship.
Era obutalekanga okukungaana.
And never to forsake the fellowship.
Nga bw'asooka otugambye Ibulaniya.
As the first tells us in Hebrews.
Naye abasinga kufu.
But most of us.
Tujja kukungaana lwa kufuna magezi ga kigambo kya Katonda.
Fellowship getting the wisdom of the word of God.
Era abo abakungaanye mu ezezi yitibwe
kanisa. And those who have gathered in what they call churches.
Abasinga abakungaanye olw'omutwe gw'ebyenfuna.
Have gathered of the economic heads.
Ogubajjakalanyize
nnyo. Which mess up them so much.
Mutwe gw'ensolo ogw'okuna.
The fourth head of the beast.
Omwoyo gwa sitaani.
The spirit of the devil.
Bafallen angel, ekibinja eky'omusanvu.
The seventh group of the fallen angels.
Abakulembeddwamu fallen angel ayitibwa Mr. Money.
Those led by the fallen angel called Mr. Money.
Abagenda mu maaso okubawuluza emitwe.
And they move on to make their heads get
bigger. Kanisa sente tewakyali kukungaana kutegeera.
Church is on money, there's no more gathering to get understanding.
Era asooka n'agamba mu Ibulaniya essuula eno ey'ekkumi.
First tells us in Hebrews 10.
25 and 26. Ayogera bw'ati.
And he says this.
Ibulaniya essuula ya 10 olunyi lwa 25.
Hebrews 10:25.
Obutalekanga kukungaana wamu ng'abalala bwe bayisa, naye nga tubuulirira era nga tweyongeranga okukola ebyo bwe tutyo.
Yesu
yebazibwe. Jesus.
Obutalekangayo kukungaana.
Not forsaking the fellowship.
Ng'abamu bwe beeyisa.
As the man of others is.
Abooluganda kambawe amagezi
gano. Brethren, let me give you this wisdom.
Mazima tulina okukola.
Truly we must work.
Naye tulina okubalansinga okukola kwaffe n'okukungaana.
We have to balance our working and with our fellowshipping.
Ate okukungaana kwaffe.
And our fellowshipping.
Kubeerenga okw'okweyongeranga okujjula ekigambo kya Katonda.
It be of moving on being filled with the word of God.
N'okwetereezanga.
And to align ourselves with it.
Mu biro byaffe bye tulimu.
In our era we are in.
Biro bizibu nnyo.
They are very hard evil eras.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga tujja balansinga emirimu gyaffe.
And we shall balance our work.
Tujja tuuka ekiseera nga emirimu tugikolako babiri babiri.
We shall reach time and we work two people on the job.
Omu nga bw'akungaana ku makya.
When one gathers in the morning. Omulala
abeera akola.
Another is working.
Omulala nga ajja olw'eggulo omulala addayo.
In the evening another goes back for the shift.
Nga bw'okungaana.
When you gather.
Oba bw'obeera ku mulimu nga bakukuwa bubi.
On the job they gave it to you.
Olina ofuna likoodi.
You must get the recordings.
Lazima n'ekyo n'okifuna.
And still you get that.
Kwe gamba sitaani tulina okumuyirira buli kasonda.
To get the devil target him every corner.
Bw'alowooza okutukwata mu byenfuna.
If he thinks to capture us through
financial. Nga wakola program olina okuba ng'ofuna buli ekiso kiyigirizibwa mu
program. Get everything taught in the sessions.
Ate tusaba nnyo Mukama atondewo emirimu egyaffe.
And we ask God to read our own works.
Naye nga bwe tulindirira.
But as we are waiting for
that. Tubeere bagezigezi.
Let's be wise.
Ng'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe kiri.
As the word of God is.
Era okukungaana kwaffe kubeerenga kwa nsonga.
Our fellowship let it be meaningful.
Va mu by'obadde okukungaana kukungaanamu ng'ekitongo si kyakwongera kuyiga kigambo kya
Katonda. It's not intended to negate the word of God.
Okusinziira bwe yatugamba mu Bakolinso nga tukolekereza.
How we told that in 1 Corinthians as we wind up.
Bakolinso ekisooka 14:25
okuviira. 1 Corinthians 14:25.
Bakolinso ekisooka essuula ya 14 olunyo lwa 25.
1 Corinthians 14:25.
Ebyama eby'omu mutima bwe birabisibwa era bw'atyo alivunama amaaso n'asinza Katonda ng'ayogera nti Katonda ali mummwe ddala. Olwa 26. Kale kiri kitya abooluganda, bwe munaakuŋŋaana, buli muntu alina oluyimba, alina okuyigiriza, ekimubikkuliddwa, alina olulimi, alina okutegeeza. Byonna bikolebwenga olw'okuzimba. Olwa 27. Omuntu bw'ayogeranga olulimi, Bogerenga babiri oba bangi.
Yes, yebaziwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nga bwe tukungaana nga.
When we fellowship and gather.
Tulina tambulira mu kwongeranga kutegeera.
Must walk in moving on in understanding.
Nfuna okubikulwa kw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
The revelation of the word of God.
So sikugabuga mtolekanga okukungana.
Not just say not for thinking fellowship.
Nojja n'okungana bukungana.
Come just fellowship.
Ngira mu bitundu ebirala gye bakungana.
Just as in the other parts they are fellowshiping.
Ngeyongera ko magezi ku kigambo.
Don't grow in the wisdom in the word.
Wankubadde mu kwongera okutegeera.
In moving and understanding.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So engeri gye tulwana tunalwanyisamu omutwe gw'ensolo ogwokuna.
The way we shall fight the fourth head of the beast.
Era nga lwe lusozi olwokuna omwezi kwatuula.
The fourth mountain where the dove rests.
Fuga mawanga gonna.
Reign over all nations.
Okaka sanga gaina amabala n'enfunyi.
To prove the whole the spots and the wrinkles.
Walimo kuba ono omwafuke kanisa itukufu.
That no one gets to be a holy charge.
Kaina bala n'enfunyi.
That without his spot nor wrinkles.
Ero kusobola okulwanisa.
And to be able to fight.
Kule ni angel. Owo musanga.
The seventh major fallen angel.
Nigeria ne malaika abako.
And his entire army of the fallen angels.
Abakwasaganyiza omutwe guno ogw'ebyenfuna by'abasita.
Handle the hell the economies of the devils.
Tulina okusigala nga tukungaana bulijjo.
Must remain in fellowshiping all days.
Era n'okufunanga ekigambo kya Katonda.
And to always get the word of God.
Ebbanga lyonna tusobole okuyimirira.
All time that we can stand.
Nga twekolera ebyokulwanisa.
And we make weapons for ourselves.
Ebiva mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Which come from the word of God.
So tujja kwolekera okulaba omutwe.
And we shall help to see the heads.
Ogwokutaano gw'ensolo.
The fifth head of the beast.
Olusozi olwokutaano.
The fifth mountain.
Eri kkomera ery'okutaano lya basitaano.
And that of the devils.
Fallen angel w'omunaana.
The eighth fallen angel.
Ali mu mutwe ogwo ogumanyiddwa nga ebika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
He's on the head known as the clans, nations and languages.
Oba ge tuyita ebyenkolagana.
All the social relations.
Olyoka olaba omusaayi ba fallen angel. Abakuulira feeding y'omusaayi n'owulira omusaayi gw'ekika.
And you see for the angels.
Nga ne bw'olokoka.
The feeling of the blood of the clan where you get saved.
Okuulira oyo muganda oyo akutuddawo nga ddala mukama.
Feel your brethren seated with you in the synagogue as your brethren.
Era ababiri bafuna obuzibu.
And when two get a problem.
Owoomubiri n'owoomwoyo.
Physical relative.
Ne bakuba essimu
kyo brother as they call
it. Kaseera ke
kamu. At the same time.
Olyoka owulira omusaayi n'ekika.
Feel blood drawing you to the physical.
Ayayaya era ne kati okulira muganda wo ya
mudawo build your neighbor there in the city
bino labako wachiye chirote aborugando kutura wa
sit together
gatuli lagaroko
hoko
yesu
of jesus Biwero. It is on the mount
naye nga nyagambe muri ba uganda
you tell your brothers indeed
era bamubuza bodi amumanyi
you know this person
ah oyo mtabani wa goli
the son of the other person.
Those who are like I'm talking to
the son of my father in heaven.
Anna. Olaba namakanisa akamugachari bikane nnimi
nabawanga. In the clans, nations and languages.
Amaru gasingana gabika.
Find others of specific clans and tribes.
Inzo zingana mu abanyarwanda nga obanyarwanda.
Radis and the church of only Radis.
Wabera bajikoze nga balinga bamikisize
azila mix
ababere no kutitebe kundiko
those
bona babera barulimi
for protest speak the same language
kwegamba nga muganda woyo
and tell your brethren
okutuka mbefe sonyanga
reach Ephesians for it's very hard
nga mukama form
and our Lord is one
kita form
our father is one
eh okukiriza ku
and faith is one
okubatizibwa ku
and baptism is one
okusubira ku
the hope is one
ojali yawo waloka nayo lwandira njibana abasi
fight for a burial ground where they will bury you
okumanya bikabicha kuri
two clans are still in the mentality of that clan is in
okujibwa mu moyo mu
bitaken out that
if you can okugwa mu musaje
out of your blood
omanya okumanya satani yakone kutinga
satan connected
omusayi kuri
the blood
bakubikira neighbor
they tell you a neighbor who has died.
No ulidanga to tona fiyena.
You are no weak, you are no more.
Nipageza bakugamba kuwewa.
If they tell you of a relative is dead.
Ulidanga
begin to get wicked like that.
Mizimu jili mu musayi yako ni kinga misayi.
Connected in human blood.
Bikana nimi na mawanga.
Blood, tribes and nations.
Eyo ulira ulimino ha.
And when you hear.
Ate na agamba.
A person speak your tribe.
No ulingani.
Who is that? Immediately you are following.
Uh,
God is helped us.
Not to your tribes in the one plan in heaven. For the devils,
that fifth head of the devils,
the
fifth mountain,
the reign of a nation,
is a prison. Tribes, clans, and nations.
Social system
is there.
Jembe ya
monana. The eighth
one. Angel monana.
Major eighth fallen angel.
Bakora kumu. Bika.
They work with the
enoga.
Tribes and clans.
Never bagamba
mumai. Tell you know what?
You know katunda vya tunda vya
this God really are your totems. Think you joke with this one. But if you dare eat it,
they can whip you and your own face gets
four fathers have beaten you for eating your totem.
Now
we shall begin from there. May God bless you.